across Western New York at 100.9, 103.7, 104.3, 104.9, and 105.5. This is WCJW, Warsaw, Batavia, Arcade, Avon, and Geneseo. Today's favorites and the legends. Western New York's CJ Country.
We know the day starts early down on the farm. That's why we bring you the CJ Agribusiness Report during the 5 a.m. hour. News and features from across the Northeast, the latest information from Washington, and right here in CJ Country. So let's get started as Andrew McCray takes us to the American countryside.
As this nation neared its 20th birthday, President George Washington was intent on securing the land in present-day Ohio for settlement. The force sent there for that mission would endure a massive defeat. The story of what took place is this edition of the American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
George Washington became the first president of the United States in 1789. He wanted to secure the land acquired by the new nation in present-day Ohio.
Part of the payment for his officers from the Revolutionary War, they were granted land out in this territory.
Rose Kane shares the story from Fort Recovery, Ohio. This area in west central Ohio was inhabited by several Native American tribes that were often nomadic, yet grew crops in some places. In 1791, the president wanted the army to assert its control over the area.
Washington wanted General St. Clair then to get an army and go from Fort Washington, which is present-day Cincinnati. He wanted him to go up to Kikianga, which is present-day Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Native Americans did not want settlers moving into their lands, and Jillian Andrews says they formed a League of Nine Native American tribes.
We had Little Turtle, who was the chief of the Miami, and Blue Jacket, who was the chief of the Shawnee, and they seemed to be the two guys kind of in charge.
Those combined tribes knew St. Clair was coming to take their land.
They already knew that this was happening. They watched the men leave the fort and their slow progression. So they had nearly 2,000 men that had already come together across different tribes. And so they were expecting something.
On November 3rd, 1791, St. Clair's men camped on the banks of the Wabash River. Dawn the next morning would bring the battle. The rest of the story next time as we travel the countryside at Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm Andrew McCray.
We need to step aside for a quick break. Then it's back with Tony St. James and Agriculture Today.
So there's skim milk, a.k.a. fat-free. There's 1% and 2%. Ever wonder why there isn't a 3%? Well, being a nerdy mom, I do. And you know what? There is one. That's right. It's called whole milk. Whole milk only has 3% milk fat, which, when you think about it, and I do, is not a lot of fat at all. And did you know that no matter what cow's milk you prefer, they all have 8 grams of protein? Of course, it is wonderful we have so many alternatives, but many nut and plant-based milk substitutes don't meet the nutritional levels naturally contained in dairy. And I'm not big on thickeners, flavorings, or added sugars. Bottom line, cow's milk is still the gold standard when it comes to nutrition. So sure, I'm a nerdy mom, but I love my cows. I mean, kids, I love my kids.
Milk for nerdy moms and just about everyone. Brought to you by Milk for Health on the Niagara Frontier, the guys and gals with the cows.
Ag News Now. Agriculture Today.
U.S. beef buyers will see lower import costs after President Trump signed an executive order Removing the extra 40% tariff he imposed on Brazilian ag products earlier this year. The change takes effect retroactively to November 13th. It reflects early progress in trade discussions between the White House and Brazilian President Lula. It's been ending months of elevated duties that added to already tight protein supplies. The order restores lower tariff rates on key products. That includes fresh and frozen beef, coffee, fruit, fertilizer, and the items faced one of the highest penalty rates under Trump's July trade action, which initially imposed additional duties over concerns tied to Brazil's domestic political actions. Importers will now receive refunds where applicable, and the administration has posted a revised tariff annex. Now, for the beef sector, the rollback significant. Brazil, the world's largest beef exporter and a major supplier of lean manufacturing beef, it's used in U.S. processing regionally. Australia has been filling part of that gap with low tariff access and strong export volumes, supported by robust U.S. demand for lean, high-protein meat. The tariff revision is expected to rebalance the competitiveness among the major suppliers. Well, corn shippers will see lower freight costs this marketing year after both BNSF Railway and Union Pacific reduce many of their rail tariff rates for 2025-2026. The changes come as producers and merchandisers work through tight margins and rising delivery risk. It makes transportation savings more valuable heading into winter. BNSF left Pacific Northwest export rates unchanged, but introduced steep cuts on routes serving Hereford, Texas, and Mexico, especially from Nebraska origins. Rates from Edison, Nebraska, dropped by $540 per car to Hereford and by $340 per car to Mexico. Elevators across Minnesota, North Dakota, and South Dakota saw $200 per car reductions to Hereford. Union Pacific followed with broad $150 per car reductions across most domestic and Mexico routes. It includes lower costs from Nebraska to California and from Illinois to the Texas border. Hereford, Texas, the center of the Fed beef business in the U.S. Agricultural credit conditions across the 10th District weakened again in the third quarter. That is, crop producers faced another season of tight margins. Now, according to the Federal Reserve's regional survey based out of Kansas City, lenders in crop-heavy states like Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri reported lower farm income and softer repayment rates, with as many as 40% noting declines. Mountain state lenders also reporting weaker finances tied to low wheat and dairy prices. By contrast, cattle-dependent regions like Oklahoma experienced stronger incomes, improved repayment expectations, and steadier loan quality as record cattle prices continue to bolster revenues. It's Agriculture Today.
Attention to those of you out there that want to keep your work-from-home lifestyle hassle-free. You know, when you work from home, sometimes you're a one-man show. That even means your own IT department. But what do you do if you're not IT savvy? Call My Computer Works. Let them be your IT department. And they're based right here in the United States. Call My Computer Works right now. Save $75 off your membership. Protect your computer from viruses, ransomware, and keep it running in tip-top shape so you can run your career and your business in tip-top shape. Let them do what they do best, which is keep your computer running perfectly. And you do what you do best, which is run your business, your life, and your career. Call right now and save $75 off your membership. 800-492-8172. 800-492-8172. 800-492-8172. That's 800-492-8172.
We'll check in with Jeff Ishii when he takes us on the farm later in the hour. Right now, we need to take a short break. But when we return, It's Max Armstrong and Farm Progress America.
When it comes to taking care of your land, you need equipment built to last. That's why so many property owners across Western New York and around the United States trust WoodMax. Proudly based right here in Akron, New York. For more than 15 years, WoodMax has designed and built premium tractor and skid steer attachments that turn hard jobs into manageable work. Whether it's clearing lake effect snow in the winter, mowing pastures in the summer, or tackling spring and fall cleanup with a wood chipper, WoodMax has the attachment for your property's needs. Each WoodMax product is engineered with durability in mind, backed by warranty protection, and supported locally by the Back 40 Group team, a proud veteran-founded company who recognizes and salutes the brave men and women of our armed forces. They take pride in ensuring every customer's expectations are met even long after the sale. Visit WoodMax.com or stop by 42 Jackson Street in Akron and discover why thousands of landowners nationwide rely on trust in their products to get the job done with ease.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by BASF. Plan smart and grow smart with BASF. For nearly 20 years, farmers, developers, and environmentalists have argued about the Waters of the United States rule, which designates the streams and rivers that EPA's Clean Water Act applies to. Last week, the battle took another turn. I'll have the details when we return.
On the next Plan Smart, Grow Smart, we're going to hear from Michigan farmer Jeff Schluckbeer. I asked him why he believes in using fungicides.
We've seen almost every year, especially in the last couple, where fungicides at the very least always gets you your money back. It always returns your investment. So with more disease pressure that we're seeing in this area, I'd say even the smallest of margins, you can see a benefit by spraying those fungicides on almost all of our crops.
Well, what kind of weed pressures do you get here?
So we're starting to get a little more of a diverse weed pressure here. That is something else that's coming up from the south.
Will you take a little bit of a weed challenge out there? Will you accept that?
We don't. We take pride in delivering a clean crop to the elevator. And then on top of that, if you let it go 1 year, it's going to be twice as bad the next year.
Join our conversation with Jeff as we plan smart and grow smart together. See it on the next This Week in Agribusiness. Or visit plansmartgrowsmart.com for more information.
1 week ago, EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin announced new changes to the Waters of the U.S. rule, and the agency says this version will create a durable and clear rule to guide enforcement going forward. The announcement follows the 2023 Supreme Court ruling in Sackett v. EPA, which sharply limited federal oversight of wetlands. Administrator Zeldin says the new proposal fully implements the court's direction and ends the regulatory whiplash farmers have experienced through multiple administrations. He emphasized that no longer should America's landowners be forced to spend precious money hiring an attorney or consultant just to tell them whether a water of the United States is on their property. The rule, which governs when farmers, landowners, and businesses must secure federal permits that could affect surface water, has seen five different definitions under the last five presidents. With the new draft, the agency is proposing a tighter, more explicit definition of the phrases relatively permanent, continuous surface connection, and tributary, aiming to match the Supreme Court's instructions in the Sackett case. Tributaries would only qualify if they provide a predictable, consistent flow into a traditional navigable water. The proposal also specifies that wetlands fall under federal oversight only when they touch jurisdictional waters and hold surface water for a consistent duration year after year. It preserves exclusions for ditches, prior converted cropland, and waste treatment systems, and for the first time, this rule explicitly excludes groundwater. Republicans hailed the move as a major win for farmers and landowners. Lawmakers like Senator Shelley Moore Capito and Representative Gary Palmer said the rule restores states' authority and provides long-needed certainty for producers who've struggled to understand where federal jurisdiction begins and ends. Supporters argue the clarity will cut permitting costs and help accelerate economic development. Democrats, meanwhile, blasted the proposal as a threat to clean water supplies. They warn the narrower definition could remove federal protections from tens of millions of acres of wetlands and countless small streams, especially in arid states farther west. I'll be back with more when we return.
When winter hits hard, step out with confidence in dry-shod waterproof boots designed to keep your feet warm, dry, and super comfortable, no matter how deep the snow or how wild the weather. With rugged but super lightweight soles for grip and insulated for comfort that lasts all day, these boots don't just resist the elements, they conquer them. Check out the Easy On, Easy Off styles for hunting, working, and playing at dryshodusa.com and visit Kelly's Garage, 2868 Route 246 in Perry to grab your pair of dry-shod waterproof boots. Beyond the original, built to perform.
The changes to the EPA's Waters of the U.S. rule aren't final yet. The proposal has been published in the Federal Register, and that opens it up for 45 days of public comment. The agency also says they'll schedule two public meetings soon. As always, we'll keep you updated as this rule moves toward finalization. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by BASF. Plan smart, grow smart with BASF. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
You are listening to the CJ Agribusiness Report. We're going to take a short break, but when we return, Tom and Tim have today's Ag Radio Net Farm News.
Hey, Billy, want to go to the state fair?
Yeah!
Well, you can't.
Huh?
Well, you see, Billy, when you throw away money on wasted electricity, you throw away everything you could have done with it. But now your parents are becoming energy efficient. They could save hundreds of dollars a year and take you to the fair next year.
I want to go now.
Oh, I know you do. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at energysavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
This is the Ag Radio Network Farm News. I'm Tom Cassidy with Tim Slezarczyk.
Dairy markets have been swinging wildly back and forth over the last couple of weeks. A lot of that due to politics and some anxiety. But as much as it's swinging, it seems to be moving lower. Lower income consumers are struggling. Many middle class Americans are watching their budgets more closely, and that is making the markets nervous. Americans are dining out less and seeking bargains when they do, with shoppers trading down to store brands or switching to discount retailers. Americans are on the edge about employment as well, with several major firms announcing layoffs over the last couple of months. Private assessment of the job market showed a setback in October, and it's expected to go even lower for November. Consumers have been remarkably willing to pay ever higher prices for beef, which happens often during recessions and other challenges of financial times, because people are able to justify spending a little more at home when they're giving up bigger ticket items. Expectations are, however, they may have reached their limit. Cattle markets ripe for a retreat when President Trump started taking aim at beef prices in the middle of October. The industry's been braced for possibility of significant intervention and certainly significant reductions. We've also seen the cheese and butter markets falling to outside pressures and the weight, of course, of heavy supplies. USDA's dairy market news has characterized cheese demand recently as lighter than last year and not robust. Recent rally did push some international buyers toward European merchants. An uptick in the dollar certainly hasn't helped that market. The butter market in the U.S. is swamped. Domestic milk fat has grown considerably. Class 2 demand is rising ahead of the holidays, of course, but there's still plenty left over for butter churns, with several processors making 82% butter now for the export market.
As harvest begins, the American Seed Trade Association reminds farmers to be diligent in taking the proper precautions to ensure treated seed does not enter the domestic or export grain supply. When properly handled, seed treatments are an effective agronomic tool that provides seeds the necessary protection for a strong, healthy start. Completely remove all treated seed left in containers and equipment used to handle harvested grain and dispose of it properly. Always be careful to follow state and federal guidelines for proper handling, storage, and disposal of treated seed. For more information, visit seed-treatment-guide.com or contact your seed dealer.
Quality feed, margins,
productivity.
Even your herd knows what's important to you. Like all dairy farmers, our top priority at John Deere is keeping your animals healthy and productive. With our technology, you can reduce overlaps, track nutrient content of your forage, and reduce downtime. We have the solutions to help feed and care for your herd. To learn more, talk to your local John Deere dealer today.
The International Dairy Foods Association recently submitted comments to the U.S. trade representatives identifying some key trade barriers that affect U.S. dairy exports. Comments have been urging the administration to take proactive, decisive action in order to improve U.S. dairy's global market access and competitiveness. IDFA's comments highlighted persistent and emerging trade challenges in critical markets for U.S. dairy exporters, including Canada, China, the European Union, along with India, Indonesia, Malaysia, Mexico, and the Dominican Republic. Advocates for the administration to swiftly address the concerns while also commending the trade representative's recent progress on trade barriers. Trade and global competitiveness essential to the industry's success, according to Becky Vargas, Senior Vice President for Trade and Workforce Policy at IDFA. She says other countries impose barriers that limit how much U.S. dairy can reach global consumers. They are looking for open and fair access to international markets for U.S. dairy products. Among the most pressing trade barriers cited by IDFA are tariff rate quota and milk pricing in Canada, Mexico's proposal to limit U.S. milk powder imports, China's state-owned enterprises, and the European Union's expansion of geographical identifications. In addition to the specific concerns, IDFA recently emphasized the importance of diversifying U.S. dairy export markets to reduce reliance on any single trading partner, particularly China. While China remains the third largest export destination for U.S. dairy products, IDFA is concerned that the government's use of ag imports as political leverage poses significant long-term risk.
And now another episode of One Soil to Live.
I just can't let you keep treating it like dirt, Claude.
Well, you know I don't mean to, Samantha. It's just I...
It's just what? You don't know it's alive?
Well,
Well, it is alive. And if you want to get the most out of it, you'll follow these four principles to keep it healthy and functioning.
All right, Samantha. I'm listening.
First, keep it covered and keep living roots in it throughout the year with diverse plants and rotations. And finally, disturb it as little as possible.
And if I do as you say, Samantha...
If you do, Claude, I have a feeling it'll be the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
There's an amazing amount of life in healthy soil. More importantly, that life can help make our nation's farms more productive, profitable, and resilient. Contact your local USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service office today and learn more about the basics and benefits of soil health. This message brought to you by USDA and this radio station.
This is the Ag Radio Network Farm News, a voice for farmers of the Northeast.
While the rest of CJ country is hitting the snooze bar, our local farmers have been hard at work for hours. There's much more still to come on the CJ Agribusiness Report. Stay tuned for On the Farm with Jeff Ishii when we return.
Celebrate the season at the Arts Council for Wyoming County's Holiday Artisan Fair and Sambers Gallery at 31 South Main Street in Perry. Shop beautiful handmade holiday gifts from local artisans and enjoy a holiday violin concert at 1:30 p.m. featuring festive favorites. While you're there, explore the Arts Council gift shop filled with one-of-a-kind local creations, perfect for giving or keeping. Make it a day of art, music, and community at the Holiday Artisan Fair and Sale, December 6th in Perry. The Arts Council for Wyoming County, inspiring creativity all season long.
From the Farm Credit Studios, this is On the Farm Radio. Rural and agricultural news coming up next.
Spectacular sunsets, the symphony of nature's nightlife. One thing's for sure, you don't have to be a farmer to enjoy the peace and quiet of rural living. Farm Credit specializes in loans for rural property. So if you're looking for a place to hunt, fish, raise a family, or cultivate a crop, call us today at 800-919-FARM or find us at farmcreditofvirginias.com. Farm Credit is an equal housing, equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 456965.
You're listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture says they are working diligently to resume crop progress and other reports of interest to farmers. The federal government shutdown went on for 6 weeks, so there is a lot of information that needs to be processed. Looking at other farm news around the eastern United States, apple harvest in Pennsylvania is proceeding on schedule. Pennsylvania ranks number 4 in the nation for apple production behind Michigan, New York, and the state of Washington. Orchards in Pennsylvania are expecting to harvest about 430 million pounds of apples this fall. And farms in Vermont are still suffering through a severe agricultural drought this fall. As of last Friday, 40% of Vermont was described as in exceptional drought.
Stay tuned. Your daily pearl of wisdom is coming up next.
More money than ever is on the table for Virginia's farmers. Your Soil and Water Conservation District wants to help you get your share. Farmers can receive up to $300,000 in Virginia Agricultural Cost Share Funds for practices that protect water quality, enrich the land, and boost the farm's bottom line. Contact your local Soil and Water Conservation District today. Visit dcr.virginia.gov/districts. Don't leave money on the table.
Uphill, downhill, through the mud, and through the trees. ATVs can take you on an adventure. But before you do anything on an ATV, take knowledge to the extreme. Know the basics. Take a training course. Wear a helmet. Don't ride on paved roads. And don't ride tandem. That's knowledge you can take anywhere an ATV takes you. For more information, log on today to ATVSafety.com.
Today, we send out a big old salute to all of our listeners in Sparta, Tennessee. They're listening online to Sparta Country, WSPR. Big old salute to all of our listeners of Sparta Country Online. Our pearl of wisdom today reminds us, don't worry about avoiding temptation. As you grow older, it starts avoiding you. That's your pearl of wisdom. You're on the farm, and I'm Ish.
It's a meat lover's paradise at Grizzly's Custom Cutting and Hunt. Get your grill on with 50 pounds or more of hamburger for just $3.99 a pound.
Or go big
with whole tenderloins for only $15.99. That's not all. Grizzly's has buffalo, pork, goat, lamb, alpaca, and seven kinds of sausage. Hunters, listen up. Ivan and his crew butcher deer and wild game 7 days a week, and they'll even buy your deer hides if you process your own. USDA inspected, locally trusted, and packed with flavor. Grizzly's Custom Cutting on River Road and Hunt. It's meat. Call 476-2249. That's Grizzly's Custom Cutting and Hunt.
You are listening to the CJ Agribusiness Report. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is making news again. Let's get an update.
Silverbell is a 53-foot-tall red fir. She was harvested from just outside Reno, Nevada, an elevation of 8,100 feet, so she's a high-elevation tree. She's a very unique look and a very Nevada style to her, and so we've really enjoyed crossing the country and talking about Silverbell, Nevada's national forest, with everybody. The stops that we've made, the whistle stops, just the excitement and the smiles and the cheers that we've gotten along the way has been just absolutely amazing. It's really bringing the holiday spirit, especially from Nevada, for the very first time.
Much more still to come on the CJ Agribusiness Report, including Daryl Anderson and today's Farm to Fork Report. Bill Baker finds himself in the on-deck circle. He'll bring us Dairy Radio Now in just a moment.
Harvest may be done, but the work isn't over. Keep your equipment running strong with genuine AGCO parts from Java Farm Supply. From fluids and filters to engine, hose, and transmission parts, their expert team will help you find exactly what you need. Visit Java Farm Supply in North Java or Batavia or shop online. Featuring trusted brands like Massey Ferguson, Heston, Fendt, Challenger, and more, Java Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for genuine AGCO parts.
This is Dairy Radio Now. Milky Monday.
Kara Murphy, Market Intelligence Manager at High Ground Dairy in Chicago. Kara, U.S. dairy exports were pretty impressive in August, with cheese especially garnering a lot of attention and sales. Tell us about it.
Yeah, total cheese sales actually hit another record high on a 30-day adjusted basis during the month. We saw really big shipments to Japan, Australia, and South Korea, mostly made of big cheddar sailings. But I have to say here, you know, this data was from August. We are going to get September data on Monday. More importantly, though, in October, we saw European cheese prices substantially fall. U.S. prices have come down more in line with it. Both of them are trending around the $1.50 per pound mark, but
expect more competition from Europe coming into 2026 than we saw this year. So we might not see those elevated levels that we saw throughout 2025 moving into the new year.
Yeah, and that's a big concern because we need to have those exports. How about butter?
Absolutely. Well, butter exports continued another impressive month. They've been up substantially this year. The world markets, New Zealand and Europe, they continue to remain at $1.50 premium to the U.S. product. So we'll likely keep seeing those butter exports continue through 2026 so long as that price disparity is so large.
Powder is still a drag on the market, though.
Yeah, they do. Dry whey is the outlier here. It did mark the highest month in August on a 30-day adjusted basis since March of 2023. We saw a lot more whey move to China, which is that top market. And we also saw some of those high-protein whey's, that WPC greater than 80%, move up as well, too, on that global demand for those high-protein products. On the other side, though, non-fat dry milk remains lackluster in general. Down to our biggest market, Mexico, down to the Philippines, Indonesia, non-fat dry milk is just not the in-vogue dairy protein source at the moment. The U.S. is also priced above major competitors, so we'll likely keep seeing those drag in the meantime.
We continue to see rising milk production globally. This is not boding well for prices here at home, is it?
No, it is not. Europe just posted their September milk production, astounding figure out of there. New Zealand also published their October milk production. It's truly impressive to see the amount of milk coming out of places around the globe, even in Latin America. And actually this month we saw China milk production increase as well. So lots of milk everywhere across the world.
Thank you, Kara. Kara Murphy, Market Intelligence Manager at High Ground Dairy in Chicago.
Here's dairy farmer Hank Wagner and his daughter Laura with another simple miracle moment.
Some people think they cannot be thankful until their circumstances give them reason to be thankful. We believe that thankfulness should have little to do with our circumstances.
We have all seen people who are incredibly blessed and have every reason to be thankful and yet choose not to be. And we have likely witnessed people who have some tough challenges in their life and still are very thankful.
If we are thankful for our belongings, our health, or our relationships, those things will increase.
Think about a place and initiate more thankfulness in that area. Consider starting a thankfulness list or daily thankfulness routines. Always something to be thankful for.
That's Hank Wagner and Laura Rotz, author of the book Simple Miracles. For more, go to becomebetterleaders.com.
This is Dairy Radio Now.
Disaster assistance sign-ups and required information, and Farm Production and Conservation Undersecretary Richard Fordyce providing examples of what qualifying losses under the Milk Loss Program and On-Farm Stored Crop Loss Program both begin sign-ups today.
The Milk Loss Program, that's going to be a program that's going to pay milk producers that had to dump milk due to a qualifying natural disaster. So, like, as an example, the dairy had milk cows. There was a storm. Roads were impassable. The truck couldn't make it to the dairy to pick up the milk, so the milk had to be dumped. That is the program where we're paying for that dumped milk or lost milk. Another one is the On-Farm Stored Commodity Loss Program, and that program will pay producers that lost commodities that were stored on the farm due to one of those qualifying weather events that created either partial damage or complete loss of that on-farm stored commodity. And so an example there would be a grain bin, maybe that was flooded, the water entered the structure, damaged a portion or all of the grain stored in that grain bin, and we're going to be able to help producers offset those losses through the on-farm stored commodity loss program.
And that's Farm Production and Conservation Undersecretary Richard Fordyce. And I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.
If you like to eat, be sure to thank a farmer. Straight ahead, we'll check in with Daryl Anderson and today's Farm to Fork Report.
For your livestock marketing needs, it's Empire Livestock, Route 19 and Pavilion. Whether it's cattle, dairy, goats, or beef, calves, hogs, goats, or sheep, sales run every Monday and Thursday each week. Empire Livestock's enhanced services and knowledgeable market managers and staff help you with every step of your sale. EmpireLivestock.com has weekly market reports and all upcoming sales. Call Tony Perry with Market Operations at 483-1687 or West Region Administrator Sue Rogers at 356-0334 to find out how Empire Livestock can help you with your livestock needs.
The merger of two ag accounting software companies today on Farm to Fork.
As we approach the end of 2025, I'd like to thank everyone who supported the Farm Safety and Health Campaign this year on Farm to Fork. Those of you who are regular listeners might have found it a bit excessive, but considering what's at stake, I hope you saw it as the service it was intended to be. By year's end, more than 50 million sets of ears heard these messages. There's still time to join in supporting the campaign. Visit NorthShoreProductions.com to learn how. A drive down a country road can be fun, but that fun can end in a hurry if you're not vigilant for slow-moving farm equipment on that roadway. Farm machinery using public roads are supposed to have signage and lights to warn motorists, but don't assume it'll be there. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork, through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Indianapolis-based Traction Ag has acquired PC Mars in Ames, Iowa. Traction CEO Dustin Sapp.
At Traction, we've really been focused on building the most complete farm accounting platform on the market, and PC Mars has been a rock-solid product for farm bookkeepers for decades. They are probably the most trusted solution out there, especially in certain parts of the country.
PC Mars offered customers desktop software since 1985, while SAP says Traction's web-based product was introduced in 2020.
They are a very trusted brand, and the team there is trusted by their customers. So the chance to work with that team, they're going to be sticking with Traction Ag. Kent Vickra, the CEO of PC Mars, and the team are excited to join Traction and really take it to that next stage of helping producers make field-level profitability decisions with the Traction platform at large.
SAP says both product lines will continue.
For us, it gives our farmers choices. They want to continue to work with what they've worked with for the past decade. They can continue to do that. If they want some more advanced functionality, they can take a look at some of the other offerings that we have. And ultimately, they get to choose what they want to leverage on their operation.
Learn more at TractionAg.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Burt's Lumber in Perry is your savings place. 6 foot by 8 foot economy stockade fence, just $29.99 a panel. And Burt stocks all the PT posts, hardware, and Benjamin Moore stain to complete the project. Right now is the time to load up on locally produced Dry Creek hardwood pellets, just $3.39 a ton. How about white vinyl siding for just $99 a square? Four other colors available at a slightly higher cost. Discover these deals and more when you stop by Burt's Lumber in Perry. Open 7 days a week, including Sundays, 9 to 1. Tony St. James has all the numbers from the latest market close, along with his American cattle news. But first, it's a quick check of the forecast.
Western New York weather.
Brought to you by Upstate Niagara Cooperative, farmer-owned by 260 family dairy farms, producing top-quality conventional and organic milk at the farm level that leads to award-winning finished dairy products. Bison dip, Upstate Farm yogurt, sour cream, cottage cheese, and fluid milk. Home to Intense Milk and their lactose-free Milk for Life, all produced with care for their cows and commitment to their community. For today, mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming sunny with a high near 47. Tonight, mostly cloudy, low around 36. For Tuesday, showers mainly after 1 p.m. with a high near 48. Currently, at the Genesee County Airport, it's 35 degrees.
American Cattle News. What happened in the markets last week? We'll recap them right after this.
Hey there.
What's up, bruh?
Hello.
Aloha.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
Hola.
Hi.
It takes a lot of voices to create the sound of us. The Y welcomes all of them with open arms. From career readiness to safe spaces, the Y is there, no matter who we are. Now, more than ever, they need your support. Support your local Y today. The Y. For a better us.
Read by members of the Y.
Oliver Slope is with Blue Line Futures in Chicago, recapping last week's markets.
Futures spent much of the week in a choppy trade, but found their footing in Friday's session. At the close, February live cattle futures 57 cents higher to 219.52. For the week, that was still 22 cents lower. January feeder cattle futures gained $2.10 on Friday, which put prices 97 cents higher for the week to $320.55. And over on the stout side, December lean hog futures gained 42 cents, settling at $78.50. That was still 90 cents lower for the week. This morning's wholesale box beef report had a weaker tone. Choice cuts 289 lower to 370.68, and select cuts slid 50 cents to 354.53. Yesterday's 5-area average price for live steers, that was reported at 225.58, which is on the softer side of what we saw through the first part of the week. Daily slaughter came in at 120,000 head Thursday afternoon. That's 8,000 more than last week, but 13,000 head less than the same day last year. The week-to-date total for slaughter, 471,000 head, which is 14,000 head less than the same period last year. Live cattle and feeder cattle CVOL were lower on Friday, with live cattle's index finishing the session 79 ticks, lower to 2307. The feeder cattle volatility index dropped 78 ticks to 2425. Though both of these are off the recent highs, they are at elevated levels relative to what we've seen throughout the year.
Cash sales last week in the South at $228, $225 in the North. That was 3 to 5 lower. Dress 351 to 355, down 7 to 9. American Cattle News.
Sooner or later, you'll need to replace your furnace. If that time is now, come see the folks at Country Line Electric, where they carry the Comfort Air line. Why Comfort Air? Well, they feature a 12-year bumper-to-bumper warranty that's the best in the business. Country Line Electric carries a full line of 80 to 95% efficiency residential furnaces, fuel oil furnaces, including units for mobile homes, and they can even provide a list of contractors to install your new Comfort Air furnace. And if you're a contractor, let Country Line Electric be your source for quality Comfort Air products. Country Line Electric, Silver Springs and Batavia.
Out here in the country, life runs on hard work, laughter, and family. At Stacy's Pies, every flaky homemade pie comes from traditions our Polish grandmother handed down. "Don't make that elderberry pie too thick, Stacy," she'd say.
"Ma, can I catch that bullfrog?"
"After the pie, sweetheart."
"Ma, you spilled flour, but I got it."
I couldn't do this without you, Annie. We're a family business with quality natural ingredients and the lightest pies in Western New York. Visit us 24/7 in Attica on Clinton Street and Friday through Sunday in Batavia on River Street. Call or text 716-560-0101 to order. And remember, if you're looking at me, you're looking at Country.
"Ma, the stove's on fire."
Just now, another kid dropped out of school. There's one every 20 seconds. Over 200 kids an hour. That adds up to nearly 5,000 kids every school day.
If we do nothing, 3.5 million kids won't receive a diploma over the next 4 years. But there is someone who can change that. And that someone is you. United Way knows that kids who have a caring adult in their life are more likely to make it. So make a pledge. Tutor a child who needs help. Mentor a kid who needs someone on their side. Volunteer to read to children. Because the path to success or failure starts long before graduation day. And the difference between a graduate and a dropout could be you. Take the pledge to volunteer now at unitedway.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
A look into the markets here at the end of the day on Friday, November the 21st. I'm Remington Ricketts. Starting with Wall Street and the S&P 500, ending the day in the green, 6602. The Dow up 462.45 and NASDAQ higher as well, 222.73. Bitcoin lower, gold higher, euro lower. So we take a look over at the energy's futures prices, starting with crude oil, West Texas Intermediate January contract 101 lower at $57.99, February $57.73, and March in the red as well, $57.56. Gasoline lower, nat gas higher, crude oil lower. Over to the grains futures prices, corn December contract finishing the day one even lower at 425.5, March slightly lower at 437.5, and May half a point down at 444.75. Soybean mixed, soybean meal higher, soybean oil lower. Wheat December finishing the day even at 527 even, March one even down at 539.75, and May 1.5 lower, 548.25. Hard red winter wheat December 4.75 higher here at the end of the day, 5.11 even, March 5.26.25. Hard red spring wheat December 11.25 down, 5.28.5, with the March contract in the red as well, 5.56.75. Over to the cotton. Starting with December contract, 33 cents lower here at the end of the day at 61.35. March in the green, 11 cents higher at 63.85. And May, 65.07. Finishing with the live cattle and dairy futures, live cattle December slightly lower at 214.45, February 214.77, and April in the red as well, 215.15. Feeder cattle January 314.22, 215 lower, March finishing the day in the red as well at 307.05. Lean hogs lower, pork cutout even, class 3 milk lower.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-923-9018. 800-923-9018. 800-923-9018. That's 800-923-9018.
Welcome back to the Dog Show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right, a group known especially for their couch-snuggling, ball-chasing, face-licking, tail-wagging, backyard-hanging, and, of course, companionship.
And what breed would you say Satchmo is?
I'd have to go with maybe a lavish terrier-hound-chihuahua-looking kind of mix.
Tremendous dog.
I'd also like to point out Satchmo's coloring, a white, gray, brown, black brindle, simply marvelous.
You know, it's such a treat to watch a dog like this.
Now, let's see him in action.
Look how he makes eye contact with his person.
That's actually known as the treat stare.
How intuitive. And now he appears to be excitedly turning in circles.
Ah, the happy dance, so common with this group.
And finally, the loving face lick.
It's great how he just gets in there and, well, licks.
Fantastic. But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States.
Thanks for listening to the CJ Country Agribusiness Report. Catch it every Monday through Saturday starting at 5 a.m. And stand by for Western New York's Morning Show next on CJ Country.